Have you ever had a great idea for a product or business but didn't know where to start? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to I Can Help with Mark the Spark. Brought to you by Team Referral Network, San Diego's elite networking group. I Can Help brings together San Diego's most interesting local entrepreneurs and business owners so you, our listeners, can hear amazing stories behind their success. And now, here's your host, Mark the Spark.
Well, hello there, great minds and thinkers. Do you have a great mind? Are you a great thinker? Well, I bet you are, because you're listening to I Can Help. It's a show about small business entrepreneurs, maybe kind of how they got started and troubles they have gone through. I'm your host, Mark the Spark, with a face for radio, and I'm with my co-host from the great state of Hawaii, Pamela. You give us a big aloha, Pamela.
Aloha, and happy Father's Day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, welcome, 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 Pamela. I'm so happy that you're in the studio. And yes, coming up is Father's Day. We'll have to always remember that. We come to you every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. on KCBQ. The answer? San Diego. And we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle in beautiful La Jolla, California. And we're on the radio dial at 1170 a.m., but I bet you knew that. And we reach down to Tijuana and 96.1 FM all the way to Long Beach if you're in the North County. And if that's not enough for you, we're streaming worldwide on all major podcast providers. Pamela, who do we have in the studio today for our sponsor this week?
We have Maha Paulus with Maha's Home Staging.
Wow. Well, hello, Maha. Hello. Welcome. And I'm so glad you're in the studio.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Pam. Thank you for having me.
Well, that's our pleasure. And we'll get to you in just a quick second to tell us about your business. And I know I'm very interested myself to hear all about it. As I told you in the green room, I thought staging was going around a new house for the carpenters and the masons to go up. But I'm glad you clarified that for me, Maha. Thank you so much. Pamela, every week we spin the wheel that has a past sponsor on it, and we give a shout out. And I'd also like to mention that we've started new Biz for Sale. It's going to be on my website. If you would like to post a business for sale, please do so, and they will also list brokers. Pamela, who did the wheel spin on for our past sponsor that we've had?
We have Jane's Junction with Becky Williams.
Yes, Jane's Junction. I remember her well.
All her barbecue sauces, right?
Yes. In fact, I believe I still have a jar in my refrigerator right now. There's still a little bit left, but she does a wonderful job. She seemed like such a wonderful person. So we'll give a shout out to Jane's Junction. And you can go to my website, markthespark.org. You'll see her logo. You can click on it and there'll be a drop of information. Okay, well, let's get to our sponsor today. Maha, again, I'm so happy that you're in the studio with us.
Thank you.
I want to give you a big welcome. And I usually start out by asking every entrepreneur, just kind of like, how did you start your business or why did you start your business? Do you want to give us the beginning?
Yes. So I've always had a creative side to me. Mm-hmm. And my children had grown up getting ready to go into college, and I was lucky enough to be a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. And but as the kids got older, I felt like I was looking for something to occupy my time, but I was looking for that one thing I enjoyed doing. I just didn't know what that thing was. I did really, really enjoy watching HGTV, Home and Garden TV, and I really thought the shows about design, the before, the after shows that showed a house before it was staged, after it was staged, even by using the homeowner's existing furniture, just changing the layout, changing the pillows, changing the art, bringing in something a little different. There's a refresh going on, and it gives the house a whole new feel. And I just, one day I was sitting there and I said to myself, I can do that. Mm-hmm. But then I thought, how do I do that? I have not worked outside the home except raising my children. So I went online and I found that there was going to be a training seminar for home staging. at SDAR, the San Diego Association of Realtors. And I signed up, and it was a three-day seminar. I walked in, and I see all these men and women sitting in suits, very professional looking. And I'm like, who are these people sitting here? Then I found out they are realtors, and they are trying to learn the concept of staging to help their clients stage their homes before the house is listed, to make it look less personal, more neutral, less cluttered. And after the third day of this program that I was in, I was like, okay, I'm hooked. What's the next step? So my best friend, Lisa, her mom was getting ready to list her house. So Lisa said, Maha, why don't you go to mom's and let's practice you doing this whole staging thing for her. Her mother was an artist, and she had art, wall-to-wall art.
I've seen that before from artists. Absolutely. Walls are just covered with
just
paintings.
Covered. Mm-hmm. Beautiful art, but we needed to depersonalize the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a home consultation with her. She was not happy about me telling her to take this out, to put the grandchildren's photos away, put all your collections of liadros away. She was not happy.
Especially an artist.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes they're there.
So after spending a couple of hours with her, she said, okay, Maha, I'm going to try to do what you suggested. 2 weeks later, Ruth called me and said, Maha, I want you to come back and look at the house. I walked in, and her house looked incredible. Every single recommendation that I made, she followed it step by step. And all of a sudden, I'm walking into a beautiful home, and guess what she said to me, Mark? She said, I love my home more now.
Wow.
Than I did. It's not what happens, right?
It's what happens.
Yep.
Because you're transforming a space, and sometimes when we have too many things on the walls, they're all coming at us.
Mm-hmm.
But when you take some of those extra, you know, away, the art, the accessories, the collections, something very calming happens to you. You enjoy the space. You create space by taking away all those extra items. And so do you know what else Ruth asked me after that?
Couldn't begin to guess.
She asked me if I needed help in my staging business, if she would work with me. That's how much she loved it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's there's something really wonderful about doing this process of home staging. It's very fulfilling, and you're creating something really wonderful.
So it basically started from watching Home and Garden.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
And did you have any interior design classes or
no.
any type of courses that
nope.
you took?
I just knew that when I went into friends' homes, when I was at my home, I was always looking for a way to rearrange furniture.
Mm-hmm.
I would go visit friends and I would say, that couch really needs to move over, but I never mentioned it.
Well, it should be gone.
Exactly. So that's how the process started. And then I was like, okay, so what comes next?
What is the most difficult part of doing staging when you go into a place?
Okay, so when I go into a home, I meet the homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
There's two different types of staging. There is occupied home staging where homeowners are living in the house
mm-hmm.
when they're getting ready to list the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's really challenging, especially when they have children.
Mm-hmm.
Because at a moment's notice, a realtor can call and say, hey, I've got someone that really wants to see the house. The house has to be pristine.
I can see
everything
that.
Has to be put away before you show the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have occupied home staging where the family's living in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have vacant where the family has already relocated to another home or to another job, another state. So
it seems like that would be easier.
Much easier.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we bring in. Everything is coordinated at the warehouse. We put all the displays together.
Mm-hmm.
We do neutral furniture, but we add a pop of color with the art and accessories, the pillows. We add lamps. We add layers. We layer things up, but keep them very elegant, very calming. And that's the true art of home staging, is not overdoing it, yet just giving the buyers that are walking in
mm-hmm.
that vision of what their life will be like in that house. We want them to make that solid connection with the house. And that's really the true meaning of home staging.
I could see. It'd be compared to walking into a house for sale and it's empty.
Completely empty.
Completely empty.
Absolutely.
The difference is probably tremendous.
Yes.
Yes. Maha, we're coming to our halftime break where I have to pay some bills.
Okay.
And we listen to our wonderful sponsors at halftime and we'll be right back and you're going to tell us more about home staging. I find it very interesting, and you obviously have a lot of talent.
Thank you.
So, everybody, please stay tuned. We'll be right back after a short break. Thank you so much.
Are you an entrepreneur or a small business owner? How are you attracting business? Join San Diego's elite Team Referral Networking Group. You will own your spot in one of Team's category exclusive chapters. Network with a purpose and receive quality referrals and thrive. Don't hire a sales team. Join one. Call today, 619-731-0395, or visit teamreferralnetwork.com to give your business the boost that it needs. Team, together, everyone achieves more. Here at My Point Credit Union, we know it's hard to get by in San Diego these days. Between rent, gas prices, and traffic, it can feel like your life is one long obstacle course, which is why we're offering San Diego's best checking account. It's designed with one thing in mind, to make your life easier. After all, we want you to feel like family. My Point Credit Union is committed to making sure our members get what they want, including one-on-one support and financial security. Find your branch today at mypointcu.com. That's mypointcu.com. Are you ready to live with lasting happiness? Master your mind and conquer the world with Crystal Lynn Privet Mindset Service. Crystal is dedicated to teaching and training individuals and businesses all over the world to create a life that thrives with fulfillment, joy, and passion. Set your mind free and contact Crystal today at 858-335-7677 and live your best life. 858-335-7677. Crystal Lynn Privet Mindset Service. Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the I Can Help show. It's a show about small business, and I'm your commentator, Mark the Spark, and my co-host is Pamela, the misplaced Hawaiian. And we're talking to Maha about her home staging business that she has going on, and it's a wonderful business. I'd certainly suggest everyone to go to her website, and it will also be on my website, markthespark.org. Maha, I'd like to start the second half of the show with asking you kind of like, how would anyone get started with the home staging process?
Okay, so when you're thinking about listing your house, you need to know, what do I need to do to prepare my home for the listing? And the best way to do that is by reaching out to a professional home stager, like Maha's Home Staging. And so this is what I do. Usually it is the realtor who's getting ready to list the house. Mm-hmm. It's a realtor that I've worked with, and I work with amazing, amazing realtors in San Diego. So I get a phone call saying, Maha, we have clients that are getting ready to list the house. Please stop by and let's start with a staging consultation. A consultation usually runs about 1 hour. I walk in through the front door. I meet the homeowners. I explain to them what the home staging process is all about, mm-hmm. which is, this is what I do. I go in. I walk room by room. I take notes. I look around a room. I see all the photos. I see all the extra furniture that we all try to squeeze into a small space. My goal is to make the spaces appear larger than they really is. Mm. 2,000 square feet, 3,000 square feet. We want those spaces to feel even larger than they are. So I walk in. I make notes. I tell the homeowners, after I take my notes, let's walk around together, because they need to see what I'm talking about. So we go through every room. Mm. Let's take this down. Let's pull this away. let's keep this plant over here. Let's, you know, too many items, all the toiletries, all the medications, all the personal towels that have been used. Mm-hmm. You know what? We will bring you all that. We set everything up in the kitchen, the everyday toasters and
clutter,
everything that we all use. But when it's time to show the house, we need to pack all those items. We bring in beautiful canisters. We do displays, but very soft, really pretty, very elegant, because we want to showcase the space. We want to show the elements, the important elements, the details of the house. And so after the consultation, I take all my notes and I type them up. I send them back to the homeowners, and I also send back a proposal. I type up what my staging fee will be. And if I need to bring in furniture, if grandma's sofa's been there for many, many years, that sofa needs to go. We need to bring in beautiful, updated, brand new furniture that when buyers walk in, they can just go, wow, I've got to have this house. The buyers walking in that first week or second week, those are the most interested buyers. Those are the ones that we need to grab their attention.
I see.
So the longer the house sits on a market, and this brings me back to a home that is staged versus a home that is not staged. A home that has not been staged will stay on the market an average of 83 days. Now, what happens when a house does not receive an offer? After, you know, there are the homeowners that say, you know what, we can't afford to pay for home staging. Yet, after a certain amount of days when the house has not received an offer.
You can't afford not to.
Well, there has to, a price reduction is going to happen.
Absolutely.
And how much is a price reduction?
As much as
10,000, 20,000, no, a lot more than staging.
Yeah,
fee.
You knew right where I was going,
yes.
Didn't you, Maha?
So the key is to start with staging the house, getting it prepped, getting it ready, and putting away all the personal items, but hiring the right home stager.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key to staging your home.
Wow, that's wonderful. Pamela, I see you inching up to the microphone.
Yeah, I just want to kind of make a comment. So when you're talking to these clients, right, the sellers,
yes.
I can imagine they probably take it very personal also,
yes.
going in and saying, hey, could you move this? Because I know sellers, yes. get like, oh my gosh, they don't want to do anything, yes. to their home. So how is that working?
So especially when there are young children in the house, you know, the children are so attached to their homes, and to see their personal photos being packed away. No, that's really, you know, you can see how it would affect the children. So this is my recommendation. I say that when you're having a showing, all those photos that are sitting on the tables, let's put them in a drawer when the house is being shown. But once, you know, once you're done, let's take them out, keep them out. And do we need 20, you know, family photos out? Let's pick 3 or 4 of the most important ones and leave them out there. But let's put them away once, you know, the house is being shown. So, because it's hard for buyers to walk in when there are photos all over the walls. They want to walk up. I mean, out of curiosity, they want to see, well, who's in the photos?
You start looking at it.
Yes.
I know this
so
person.
That's a distraction. We don't want them to be distracted by those personal things.
I know. So. I used to say, nobody likes your kids but you. So take your pictures down. So, Maha, I want to ask you, what is the most memorable staging project that you have done, and maybe to whom it was?
Yes.
unless you don't want to give out any names.
Oh, no.
What was your most memorable one?
I will be happy. My most recent, most memorable one, we did a staging on January 3rd of this year.
Mm-hmm.
We got a phone call. I know you don't follow HGTV, but...
when I want to take a nap, I do.
Okay. So there's a gentleman by the name of Tarek El Moussa. His show was Flip or Flop that he did with his ex-wife now, Christina.
I like that because I wear flip-flops.
Yeah, they reached out to me and they asked if I would stage one of his properties, and that's a big deal. So... my team staged a house for Tarek El Moussa and of HGTV, and that was really exciting for us. It was a house in Descanso, in East County, and it was a beautiful cottage in the mountains. And it sold quickly and for a really nice over-asking price. So that's the key, is that we want the houses staged. sell quickly and for over asking price.
Well, that's wonderful. Over asking price.
Thank you.
Price.
And you do a beautiful job.
Thank you, Pam.
You know, I always see your photos. I'm like, I want to go play with you.
Aw. Anytime.
It is. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
So how is your business different now from when you started?
Well, I started the business in 2011, and I did not have a pillow, a piece of art. I didn't have anything. And it was time to figure this whole business out. 12 years later, I have 6 ladies that work with me. And I have amazing movers, too, that help me move the furniture. And we have worked and continue to work and with wonderful realtors, supportive realtors. And that's my key, is to keep my clients, the homeowners and realtors, happy with the work that we do. And we update our inventory. We go with the trends. But you know what? We really want to just keep things elegant and soft. And
well, when you say inventory, so
yes.
The furniture must be your own.
It is my own. I own all the furniture. I have a warehouse.
Because I couldn't imagine
yes.
you running around
no.
trying to piece it together no. for each project.
In the beginning, because I didn't have a warehouse, I rented furniture, but it didn't make sense after having a few jobs. But I started buying furniture, and I think right now I probably have a total of 40 sofas.
And I know. You need one, Pamela?
Anytime, come to the warehouse.
I need to borrow a sofa, please.
We're off Miramar Road.
Okay.
Right behind the pyramid. And we've been at that location for almost 8 years.
Wow.
And just love what we do. And
so how did you get funding? Or did you, what we call, bootstrap it? Did you do it yourself?
Or? So the funding came with $2,000 that came out of mine and my wonderful husband's savings account.
Did he know?
So let me mention this about my husband. When I told Al that I wanted to do home staging, he looked at me and he said, What's home staging?
That's what I said at
exactly
the beginning of the
said.
Show. talking to a guy, obviously.
And I'll circle this because he gave me the best advice that I have ever received, husband, about starting a business, because I didn't know anything about starting a business. He said, if this is what you really want to do, wonderful. He said, but if you're going to start this, you're going to stick to it.
Wow.
Words of wisdom from a man who's been in business for 40 years.
Well, you should listen to him. Anyone that's been in business for 40
absolutely.
Years.
Absolutely. So that's...
Maha, we're coming to the end of our show.
Okay.
I know. I wish it was an hour. I really do. And you are such a wonderful sponsor.
Thank you.
I want to thank you. I asked every sponsor that comes on my show to give a takeaway. I used to do a tip, trick, or takeaway, and I've kind of gone down to now just asking a takeaway from the show. So for our good listeners out there that want to be entrepreneurs or that are entrepreneurs, what would you give for a little bit of advice or a takeaway?
Okay, so my advice of being here with you, Mark and Pam, on the show has been that it's given me a chance, an opportunity to promote the home staging industry and to have a voice here that is going to reach many people, hopefully.
Oh, at least 40,000, 45,000.
And I hope to inspire other business owners, that don't know how to put the word out there and to for an avenue to grow their business. And I think this is probably one of the best, if not the best way to promote your business.
It sounds to me like you kind of chased your dream. You pursued it. You saw it on Home and Garden TV.
I really did.
You said, I can do that.
I really did.
And you went after your dream.
I did.
What is your website? How can we reach you?
So you can reach me. You can go to mahashomestaging.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see Maha's home staging. You can see lots of photos and also a list of services that we provide.
Wonderful.
You can go on Maha's home staging Facebook page and like my page.
Yes.
And you can also go on Instagram, Maha's home staging.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Maha. You'll also be on my website, markthespark.org. Please remember it's the .org. We are an educational platform. On my website, you'll see a lender's board for lenders that are favorable to small business, a credit board for creditors that will help you with your score, farmer's market listing if you're starting out at farmer's market, and brand new business for sale. We want to see you every Saturday morning on KCBQ. The Answer, San Diego. We want to say goodbye, Pamela.
Aloha, and again, happy Father's Day weekend.
Thank you so much, Pamela. Mark the Spark, along with Maha and Pamela, saying goodbye. See you later. So long.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, brought to you by Team Referral Network. Make sure to tune in next week, and remember, you can listen anytime to all of Mark's episodes by visiting markthespark.org or searching I Can Help on your favorite podcast provider.
Whether you're purchasing, refinancing, or just starting to look for your dream home, you need a trusted lender. Island Girl Pam Campbell is here to make your experience smooth and easy. She's approved with over 100 banks, which gives her the ability to provide you with a full range of mortgage products to meet your goals. Pam will walk you through every step, ensuring you understand the process and options to finance your home. Mortgage is made easy. You believe it. Island Girl will achieve it. Visit islandgirl.com, ILENDGIRL.com, NMLS number 2933. 3365.